as much as I've been critical of Trump on certain things, I really do want him to succeed because I want America to succeed. And in this podcast, I'm going to recommend that I believe that Trump needs a tech advisor and not somebody from, you know, Google, the most evil corporation in our country's history, I believe. But somebody who's actually on board with the agenda of freedom of speech, you know, somebody who knows the values of MAGA, somebody who knows AI. I mean, frankly, somebody like me, but not me, because I don't have time to, and I don't, I don't travel to DC anyway, and I'm busy. But somebody like me who knows all these areas and can advise the president, and the reason why this is so critical, in my view, is because Trump, for all his experience and knowledge in, you know, let's say real estate and business deals and things like that, he's never been a tech person. And what's happening in AI right now is moving so rapidly with such extraordinary leaps that it's going to take people by surprise, even people who have a tech background. But for someone who doesn't have a tech background, this technology is going to leapfrog their understanding of what it is and what it's capable of doing. And let me give you a very specific example. Trump is going to be dealing with mass job replacement of humans being fired or not hired, you know, reduction in hiring, and being replaced or augmented by AI in huge numbers. This is going to really accelerate in 2026. And if Trump doesn't understand the details of why this is happening, he's going to be taken by surprise. He's going to start wondering, like, why are the jobs numbers so bad? You know, why do we have to keep burying the unemployment numbers like they did with October numbers? Well, AI is why. As AI cognition becomes even more capable and very low cost, it's going to replace more human jobs, is no question. And if I were the tech advisor to the White House, I would say, for starters, I would say, look, we need a nationwide AI retraining program. We need every professional in America, that is any kind of middle manager, anybody who works a desk job, anybody that is in a corporation. I'm not talking about labor jobs, but the cognitive jobs, we need everybody to have access to free training and free AI tools where you can just log in as a citizen, or maybe it's just a free website. You don't even need to log in, where you can get training on any topic you want by just asking it. Or, you know, it should be a government-sponsored AI engine that's free to everybody. Now, my company is doing something kind of close to that. We're about to launch BrighteonBooks.com, which is a site where you can generate a book on any subject. If you can describe your subject matter, it will generate a book for you. It could be a how-to book, it could be a study book, an academic book. It could be a guide on health, nutrition, home repair, whatever. It will generate the book for you. It will do the research, the citations, the fact-checking, the layout, the editing, the packaging into a zip file, and then you'll be able to download the zip file, and it does it free. Well, that should be available to everybody. I mean, technically, our engine will be available to everybody. But if the whole country started using it, you know, we couldn't pay for all the tokens that everybody would be burning. So the reason we can keep it free is because it's just limited in scope, right? I mean, just being straightforward about that, we are subsidizing it so that you can have it for free. But at a national level, wouldn't it make sense to have, I mean, frankly, you could just have AI write a whole library of books like how to eat healthier, how to make better food choices, how to read ingredients labels, you know, how to eat to prevent cancer. You know, all kinds of books. And of course, we'll be generating those books and making them available to everybody for free, and eventually in multiple languages too. But why, you know, Trump should be doing this, in my view. I know he's got a lot on his plate, but this is something that should happen at a national level. And I'm willing to donate our AI model to any nation anywhere in the world that wants to deploy something like that to benefit your people. So if anybody's listening, you have ties to, you know, the Ministry of Health or whatever of any government anywhere in the world, or even at the state level. If you're listening and you're in state government and you want our AI engine to be available to all the people in your state, we can customize the engine for your state with, you know, your priorities, your URLs, your messages. We can customize it for you and have it publicly available to everybody in your state that wants to be healthier. You know, we could focus on health and nutrition and food, but there could be other engines focused on job skills. Like, you know, how to boost your job skills, how to learn about augmenting your job with AI, you know, communication skills, how to write more effectively, how to think more clearly, how to do anything, build better presentations or whatever, how to automate monotonous tasks in your job. All of these guides can be generated and made available for free to everybody. So this is, I think, inevitable. And we're going to put our technology out there for people to use and enjoy and to help empower and uplift people all over the world. All right, the next thing that Trump needs to pay attention to, in my opinion, is the fact that, of course, we're going to have millions of unemployed Americans because of AI, and there's going to be a very serious discussion about UBIs, universal basic income. There are going to be so many people unemployed or displaced out of their jobs because of AI improvements that you're going to see increasing calls for basically a government-paid allowance that you get a few thousand dollars a month just for existing. A few thousand dollars a month because not everybody's going to be employable. Even skilled people, even high-level people, even many attorneys or doctors eventually will have trouble finding jobs because the machines will do a better job. And so you're going to see lots of people demanding some kind of income from the government. Well, what does that mean for the financial system if you're just printing trillions of dollars and handing them out to people? What does that mean? What does it mean for elections? Because if you don't hand out money to people, they're going to vote against you probably. And the concept of a UBI is becoming increasingly popular in the context of people losing their jobs to AI. So I believe that whatever president wants to stay in power is going to end up pushing out some kind of a UBI. And it might start small, like here, everybody gets $500 a month, which is still going to cost a fortune because it's multiplied across the entire population. But of course, people can't live on $500 a month, can't even pay rent, can't even buy groceries for $500 a month anymore. So very quickly, there will be calls to increase that to $1,000 a month and then $2,000 a month. And then the problem is the money printing, of course, is going to cause inflation as more money is flooded into the system. And then it's going to cause prices. I mean, well, because that's inflation. Prices will go up and then people will need more money to be able to buy groceries because the food inflation keeps getting worse. So this is a vicious cycle where you're going to have to spend more and more and more on UBIs. Well, a president needs to understand this dynamic and that this is coming. And there's nothing you can do to stop job replacements by AI. And I know there are some members of Congress that are thinking about passing some kind of a law, for example, that might make it illegal to replace humans with AI. Well, that's not going to fly at all, because you can't be competitive as a corporation on the global stage unless you have both humans and AI. And you need to be able to be nimble in that. Of course, you're going to want to use AI to augment humans, but there may be cases, especially, you know, rote jobs, data entry jobs, or answering emails as a customer service agent, that's going to be fully automated. And it should be. It needs to be. And the human that you hire should be doing something more important than that, actually. But if they pass a law that says you can't fire a human worker and replace them with AI, then what's going to happen is all these corporations will just stop hiring all people, realizing that they can eventually automate those jobs anyway. Or they'll just have contractors instead of employees. So it'll actually hurt hiring to pass a law like that, and it will harm the competitiveness of U.S. corporations in the global marketplace. Because you can bet that China is going to be automating with AI. They're doing it already. So you either keep up with China or you can't compete. Now, the other thing that's going to happen in this is that you're going to have radical collapse of the education system, because what's emerging now is the fact that education, the conventional system that we've known, no longer adds much value, and that everything that you learned in college could be learned in far less time with an AI engine or an AI teacher that's customized to your needs, to your strengths and weaknesses and so on. You could complete an entire semester of college, let's say, you know, maybe in 2 weeks. And that means that the typical four-year degree no longer holds the value that it once did, no matter where it's from, you know, Harvard, Yale, MIT, you name it, it doesn't hold the same value. In fact, a lot of today's most successful entrepreneurs are bright young people who skipped college on purpose, or they dropped out. And then they started their own company because they couldn't wait 4 years. Things are moving quickly with AI. So the entire education system needs to be completely revamped. Two-year degrees and four-year degrees are essentially worthless at this point. And even MBAs, many graduate degrees, are essentially worthless. And a lot of PhDs are going to be increasingly worthless because, you know, think about it. What is a PhD? Well, you have the world's best knowledge in this very specific area. You're the expert on this one thing. Well, an AI engine can be an expert on that same thing and can outthink you and outwrite you and outresearch you very easily. So having a PhD is not such a big deal when I can carry around an AI model in my pocket that has 1,000 PhDs. You know, you see what I'm saying? Oh, so you have a PhD. Well, that doesn't mean anything in terms of knowledge competitiveness in the world dominated by high-end machine cognition. You see what I'm saying? Just like, I'm a good writer. I'm a great writer, actually. As I've written so many things for so long, I'm very skilled at writing. But am I better than AI engines at writing? No. They're better than me. And I'm very good at math. But I'm nowhere near the level of math that an AI engine can achieve. And, you know, I have a rudimentary understanding of lots of topics from, you know, let's say anthropology to chemistry to physics, whatever. But it's nothing compared to what an AI engine can know. And I'm talking about free open source AI engines that you can download off Hugging Face. You know, you can download free models that are the equivalent of 1,000 PhDs. So this changes everything, even in terms of employment and in terms of how companies function and who they're trying to hire in order to function. And this is going to be very disruptive to the economy. And it's going to really mess with the government's numbers when it comes to, you know, unemployment or job growth and things like that. Because you see, AI, let's call them AI employees. They don't count as employees on government statistics. AI employees don't count. So when humans lose their jobs, but then AI is brought in, and the company actually grows and does better because of AI, on paper, it's going to look like the company's shrinking. So fewer humans, more AI. It's going to look like an economic collapse of the company, but it's not. And eventually, many of these companies will end up with just a core team of humans. And this is several years down the road, but you might have a core team of 3 to 5 humans that are running a $1 billion company because it's got hundreds of employees, but they're all AI agents, you see. Or maybe it's got 1,000 employees. They're all AI. So yeah, that's coming too. And government statistics and economic decisions and the way the Federal Reserve operates, Treasury, etc., they have not taken any of this into account because it's too new. And, you know, these old government and financial institutions, they're living in the past, obviously. So they're not going to understand what's happening. And so there could be a lot of bad economic decisions that are made based on a misunderstanding of what's happening in the economy. Anyway, the bottom line is Trump needs a tech advisor, and we need to do everything as a nation to get these tools out to our fellow citizens. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not waiting for the government to give me money or permission or anything. I'm just doing it. And you can find all of our tools at brighteon.ai. Just go to that website in your browser, Brighteon.ai, and you'll have access to all of our tools completely free. And there's more tools coming also. And if the whole country knew about these tools, we would be a stronger country. People would be healthier, smarter, better informed, better trained, etc. But if the whole country knew about these tools, I would have to raise a lot more money to fund the AI engines that power them. So it's funny because I want to reach the whole country, but I need to do it kind of gradually so we can, you know, we can increase our revenues to fund all the AI engines. Anyway, I definitely encourage you to tell others about our AI engines. We can handle all the load right now. So feel free to tell others about Brighteon.ai and get up to speed yourself, gain skills in AI, do what you need to do to augment your job with AI and become as resilient as you can in our economy, because we're headed for some very difficult economic times ahead. There's no question about that. And thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com and Brighteon.ai. So take care. We've got turmeric root powder back in stock at healthrangerstore.com. And the reason you want to get turmeric root powder from us is because, of course, turmeric is very frequently contaminated with lead. But we do all of our own testing. We've got an ISO-accredited laboratory with multiple mass spec instruments, and we test for lead and mercury, arsenic, and cadmium as well, plus glyphosate. And for some of our products, we test for atrazine. For everything, including turmeric, we test for E. coli, salmonella. We test for yeast and mold, total plate count, and listeria, and many other things. So we test in-house to make sure that you get the cleanest foods and superfoods, nutritional supplements, and personal care products imaginable. And that's why people love us, and thank you for all your support. But go to our website. Here it is, healthrangerstore.com. And right here, you can just search for turmeric. Or you can shop any of the other categories that we have and some of our sales and so on. But here's our turmeric root powder. It's back in stock right now. This is something that's very difficult for us to keep in stock. And of course, it's organic and it's lab tested on top of that. But we also have, and I'm showing it on my desk, we also have the turmeric tinctures available. We have our regular tincture and then our plus version, which has black pepper and ginger in it as well. And these products are incredibly popular. They're very delicious. People love them. And also they are lab tested like our turmeric powder. So if you want to learn about turmeric and why it's so beneficial, you can go to, well, any AI engine or use our AI, which is trained on nutrition. That's at Brighteon.ai. And you can ask it, hey, how can I use turmeric? Give me some recipe ideas. Or what nutrients are found in turmeric? And how might those benefit my health or support my natural health? You can ask it questions like that, and you'll get very good informative answers. So use our store, healthrangerstore.com, to acquire these products that give you outstanding nutrition, and use our AI engines at Brighteon.ai to learn about how they benefit you and how you can use them. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.